returns.
The winter solstice is midnight on the seasonal clock, when the solar year is reset. It marks not only the longest night, but also when the sun's journey begins again. From this point onwards, the daylight gets longer.
Old Wolf. Who wakes before dawn, follows the night, finds footprints of what? Beyond the town, somewhere, slips into another being, precious with fur and musk and hunger. Out of sight, what do you become?
If winter was a wild animal, what might it be?
A polar bear, I guess. Kind of.
Teddy bear.
Well, I reckon a wolf or a big black dog, like a hound.
A full moon in December was named the Moon of Long Nights. A full moon in January was called a wolf moon. A full moon in February was known as a hunger moon.
Frost.
Frost comes. The evening quiet, the dusk arrives, heralds long retreating. For love of light, the red fruit path is afternoon's very sweetening. The star cold night is mirror bright, enters without knocking.
Winter treasure. One white winter, a poor man had to leave his house to find firewood to keep his family warm. Slowly, he ploughed his way through the deep snow until he came to a woodland of tangled trees. There he was able to trim some of the dead branches with his trusty, long-handled axe. By the time he'd gathered a big bundle of sticks to take home, he was utterly frozen to the bone. So he decided to build a little fire before the long, cold trek home again. Soon the dry wood was beginning to snap and crackle, the fiery flames bringing both warmth and good cheer. As the fire melted a circle in the snow, the poor man saw something glinting on the ground in the flickering light, a golden key. "Where there's a key," he said, "there's a keyhole." So he began to clear the snow with his boots and then prod the ground with his axe. Sure enough, the blade hit something else beneath the surface of the soil. Digging carefully, he unearthed a small iron chest. The man twisted the key in the lock and the lid sprang open. And what treasure he found inside that box, you'll have to imagine for yourself.